messed up as that Mexican scar that he ran into. I like Mexican people, by the way. I like Mexican food, Mexican people, Mexican sombreros, and all of that. Y'all see me do a Mexican hat dance? Well, I'm not going to. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord, and a free pardon of sin. Good singing all the way around. Is that it? Take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking in the book of Proverbs in chapter number 1, and turn there if you were able to. Once again, we're glad to see you in the services here tonight. And we're glad to have those of you that are visiting with us. We're glad and glad to have you home folks back. And so I hope that you will get a blessing from on high this very evening. Take your Bible, if you will. Proverbs chapter 1, you find the place you're able to stand. Look in verse 28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Now what a sad statement. What a sad statement that is for a person to want to call on God and God said, I'm not going to answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Are you saved tonight? If you're not saved, you've not chosen the way of salvation through the Lord Jesus, then you've already made the wrong choice. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. And yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice, for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it. How good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. May, Lord, you help us. If there's one that's not yet received thee in the free pardon of sin, may you pound upon their hearts a door, that they might know that it's the Spirit of God that has singled them out directly, that they might have the privilege of being born again. Now bless, I pray, these that have gathered tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach about people that receive the word of the Lord. Now you know, in the day and hour that we're living in, make no mistake about it, there's a whole lot of preaching that are going on under the guise of righteousness, but it's only religion and watered down at best, and it has no punch to it, it has no power with it, it has no Spirit of God to awaken anybody. And let me say to you that, if you will, we're not just talking about going to church a little bit every now and again. We're talking about getting born again, washed by the blood, and born into the family of God. You know, there's more people in the day and hour we live in, they want to know something about the Bible that they might have a little bit better understanding, but somehow or another, when you give them the unadulterated word of the Lord, they won't receive it. I got to say to you that if you don't receive the word of the Lord, you'll die without hope and without God. And one of these days when God would have saved you, that when you're in desperation, God will say, they called upon me, but I wouldn't answer them. When I was calling them, they didn't answer me. Now they're going to call, and I'm not going to answer them. What a sad commentary that is. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, my life's text verse, as everybody knows, is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15. And here's what it says: study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I got to tell you something, is that if you're going to know something about God, it's going to take a little study time. It's going to take a little bit more than coming to church, opening up your Bible, listening to the preacher, wondering how long he's going to preach, and then closing it up, leaving your Bible there until next Sunday. And it's going to take more than that. I had a person tell me one time, you know, and they used to have them pew Bibles, and I looked at them every now and again, and some of the people that leaned on that, you didn't bring your Bible? Well, we got a pew Bible. I said, pew. And, you know, I said, oh, I see you're studying your Bible at home, trying to get something from the Word of God at home. It's awful quiet now in here. Let me just camp right there for a minute. I just said all that to be able to say this. If you're going to know something about God, you're going to have to study to show yourself approved unto God. I noticed over there in the book of John, the Bible said in chapter number 7 and verse number 17, and this is St. John, he said, if any man shall do his will, he shall know the doctrine that I'm preaching, whether it be of God or not. And that's Jesus talking. A lot of people had, they wanted to have a controversy with the Lord Jesus Christ, as they do in the day we live in. And Jesus tried to tell them that if any man shall do the will of God, he'll know the doctrine that I preach, whether it be a God or not. Over there in the book of Hosea, chapter number 6, the Bible said in about verse number 3, he said, and then shall you know if you follow on to know. I don't know about you, but I'm not really interested in what the Sunday school teacher says. I am to some degree. I'd like to be able to get fed and get blessed like we did this morning with Brother Joe. I'm not particularly interested in what the writer of our book or the margin or the notes. I'm not particularly interested in that, but it does help every now and again to be able to get some light that somebody else has been given by the Lord. I'm not particularly interested in the preacher that gets up regardless of how fast or how slow or how loud or how quiet, here's what I am interested in, what thus saith the Lord. In the day and hour that we're living in, you're going to find out that if you're going to know something about God, you're going to have to receive the blessed word of the Lord. Now here's what it means when you receive the word of God. That means whenever God's word is expounded or when you're reading it or when you're hearing somebody teach it, preach it, or whatever that it is that when you look at the chapter, the book, and the verse and know this is rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me tell you what that ends up doing is that it causes you to be able to grow in grace and love and knowledge, and you have received into your heart and your soul a divine nourishment that goes from out of this world and that will certainly sharpen you as iron sharpeneth iron. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this word, that word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. There's a passage over in Proverbs. It's in chapter 4 and verse number 20. I want you to look at it. And here's what he said. My son, attend to my words and incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all the flesh. And keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee the froward mouth, the perverse lips put far from thee, and let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Now here's a question. Were you walking tonight? With God or away from God? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that the path that you're trodden is what he's laid down and commanded? Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, I know a lot of people in the world tonight. Some of them are kin to me, and some of them are like my kin folks that are lost without God. Sometimes they'll even tell you, oh, yeah, I went to church and Sunday school whenever I was a little girl or a little boy, and I was growing up. I never missed a lick. And they hadn't been to church now in 10 or 15 years. I got to tell you what's wrong with that is that somehow or another they got a little bit of religion, but they never got made righteous by the blood of the Lamb. You know why? If what you got's real from God, it don't start out and then fizzle out. I was thinking about, you know, years ago, a good friend of mine, he's a Christian, and I think he's already in heaven now. And we'll call his name Gene because that's what his name was. And old Gene, you know, whenever he was lost without God, his mother-in-law and daddy-in-law, they knew the Lord, and they kept witnessing to him, and he got revival time. And old Gene, buddy, showed up. They invited him and showed up every night. And they looked at it, and they said, you know what, I'm so glad and so thrilled. And then they were talking among themselves. You know, here it is. Here's the fourth night. He ain't missed a lick. He's been here every night. And in this revival time, I don't know, I mean, never could get him to go before. Now he's been here four nights in a row. And on the fifth night, old Gene said, hey, thanks for inviting me. I've enjoyed it. I've had enough church to last me for a year or two. That's where the average Baptist is. I want to say to you, old Gene finally got saved, and four or five times a year wasn't good enough anymore. And as a result, he left this world, met his maker. The Bible said that if you're going to know something about God, you're going to have to apply your heart to it. You ever notice whenever you're in school and you're sitting around and you hate to study and you'd rather be doing something else, and as a result of that, you're looking and you're thinking, man, I need an answer here. Oh, there's somebody's answer there. Let me look at that and see. You ever cheat off anybody in school? Don't answer that. Do not incriminate yourself right here. I had somebody one time, you know, and I thought they were pretty smart. They weren't. I told them, I said, that's it. The last time I'm using you to cheat off of, if you don't start doing more studying, I'm going to quit ever cheating on. That's true, isn't it? I want to say to you that if you will, you're not going to be able to cheat with this thing concerning the Lord. If you'll hear the word of the Lord and God comes knocking at your heart's door, that means he's got you singled out. God grants you repentance and God grants you faith. I tell you, I was sorry that I was born a sinner without hope, without God. But listen, I was only sorry long enough for him to wash away my sins and save my soul from a devil's hell. In the lesson that we're looking at here, you'll find that some of these people here, they did not do that. They didn't ponder the path of their feet. They didn't know where they were headed. The blind were leading the blind. They both were going to end up in the ditch. Do you realize at all that whenever you come to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, you prayed and cried out and confessed before God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I went a long time because let me tell you right now, I was a pretty good young man. I was realizing and knowing the reason why that I knew that I was a good young man. My mom used to pat me on the head, you're a good boy, Dennis. Most of the time, right after she'd beat the snot out of me because of something that I wasn't so good about. I said all that to be able to say this, is that it was good to be able to realize and see myself like God sees me, and there's none good, no, not one. And then I saw myself like that. And God loved me in spite of who and what I was. Do you realize to know that whenever you begin to look into these Bible texts that we're looking at here tonight, is that you'll find out when you got born again and washed by the blood into the family of God, it made you want to live for him and serve him and be a witness with your lip and your life to others that are round about you. Now I'll tell you, if you're saved tonight, people that know you can see it. And if you're not saved, people that know you can see that. See? I'm glad that he can make the ultimate divine difference in your heart and in your life. In closing here tonight, let me say to you that we ought to ponder the path of our feet. And what you ought to do is that you ought to recognize and you ought to realize is that the only one that can get saved is you. And the only one that can save you is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one can save you. You're the only one can get it. I went to church as a young lad. My mom and daddy took me down to the house of God Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Oh, my word, I've squirmed on them pews and tried to wait it out a long time. And we've had some of the deadest, dullest, driest, longest preaching you'd ever want to hear. And let me say to you that most of the time, I didn't know where I was at or what I was doing, so forth and on, until one day God, at the age of 24, got a hold of my attention, began to show me myself like he saw me. And as a result of that, he began to trouble me on the inside. I never will forget the morning that I walked down the aisle. I was sitting there under conviction, and I was thinking, boy, somebody on this row, God is really disturbing. And it was me. I kept thinking and hoping it was my brother-in-law on further down the pew. I kept hoping somehow or another that it was, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or wife or whatever it is. I was hoping maybe it was her. I didn't suspicion my wife. She's better than most people, but she had to get saved by the grace of God. But I tell you, it was great and grand to know that it ain't my sister, it ain't my brother, it's me, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer. And let me tell you what, God not only so graciously called me and drawn me in by his Spirit, and birthed me into the family of God. And there I got saved on that particular day back in 1974. That's been a while back, and he's ever the same. He's ever the same. And I'm glad that he's that way. There's been times, you know, that during life, and as a Christian, you just want to throw your hands up and quit. But greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And had it been left up to me, I'd have fizzled out a long time ago. I got something real from the hand and heart of God, from the altar of God, that birthed me and born me into the family. I'm saved, saved, saved. Heaven bound and hell proof. Shame on the devil, there ain't nothing he can do about it. It's good to be saved and to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. I wonder why tonight we stand to our feet. Maybe you're here and God has tugged at your heart a time or two. It might be you'd say, you know, preacher, I know exactly about that pounding on my heart's door like you're talking about. If so, that it is, I'm hoping and trusting that while you've got your head bowed, your heart open, that you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm hoping that after you do that, you'll let it be known with us and for us and to us that we might rejoice with you. Now, Father, we ask your blessings on everyone here tonight. Be with those that could not be. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. That's our heart's desire and prayer unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shake hands with somebody on